Hello, this is my podcast for promoting health education and preschool programs. I am Anita Dean, and as an educator in early childhood education, on the premise of childhood obesity, physical activity needs to be incorporated into the national, state, and local policies so that teachers are implementing healthy ways for preschoolers to learn and move their bodies. Childhood obesity is a heavy problem. We have an obesity epidemic in this country that is hurting our kids. About 60% of children and adolescents are obese or overweight, 20% of children ages 2 to 5, and 30% of those ages 6 to 19 are obese and at risk. Children who are obese and overweight put themselves at risk for weight-related health problems, such as sugar or diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, heart disease, and some cancers. Childhood obesity for adults, overweight and obesity range are determined by using weight and height to calculate a number called the body mass index, BMI. BMI ranges for children and teens are defined so that they take into account normal differences in body fat between girls and boys and differences in body fat at various ages. Doctors calculate a child's body mass index based on a child's sex, age, and height using a growth chart. A doctor determines the child's percentile, meaning how your child compares with other children of the same sex and age. Overweight has increased from 7.6 to 10.9% for children age 6 to 11 years, and from 5.7 to 10.8% of adolescents ages 12 to 19 years between 1976 through 1980 and 1988 through 1991. One study estimates that approximately 9% of all medical costs in 2008 were obese related and amounted to $147 billion compared with $78.5 billion 10 years before. So, continuing on, factors that contribute to childhood obesity would be single parents, marketing to kids, depression, fast foods, computers, daycare, poor parenting, parental health habits, poor self-esteem, television, education, fat intake, meal skipping, snacks, just to name a few. Preventing childhood obesity. It starts with your plate, what you are eating. You have to start making your plate 50% vegetables, 25% starchy vegetables or whole grain, 25% lean meat or protein, fruit and skim milk, and exercise a minimum of 30 minutes a day. Evidence suggests that early care and education experience during the preschool years have a significant impact on weight status in childhood. Early childhood teachers can play an important role in shaping child's food intake and healthy eating habits through the foods they offer, the behavior they model, and their interactions with children at mealtime. Continuing on with preventing childhood obesity, children are born with cues for hunger and fullness that allow them to regulate what they eat. So pressuring children to eat and restricting certain foods can lead to picky eating and cause children to overeat when they're not hungry, which can result in childhood obesity. In addition, information should be shared about how children are eating with family members. Teachers need to model healthy eating behaviors and allow children to serve themselves. Parents need to model healthy eating behaviors and encourage children to try new foods without pressure. Identifying health effects of physical activity. With over 11 million children in the United States under age 5 spending time in and out of home care, early learning, and care setting presents an ideal opportunity to promote physical activity as part of a comprehensive strategy to reduce childhood obesity and support healthy development. Setting the stage for children to reduce childhood obesity is a change for life. And it starts with eating well, more movement in their life in order to live longer. So, some of the recommended practices. Young children need to develop physical skills as well as active in a childcare environment. Children need to be challenged and put in an outdoor or indoor space that presents situations that allow them to develop their physical skills. The teacher should arrange the environment with playing activities and child-initiated activities. In preparation and planning, 60 minutes of structure and 60 minutes of unstructured physical activity should be planned each day. The teacher should plan multiple activities throughout the day, ranging from moderate to vigorous physical activity, and then plan the structures based on the child's need. While setting up the environment, the teacher should create an environment that offers a wide range of equipment and adding new elements as needed. The team should set up the play space and equipment for the children to be safe and active. And the environment should include challenges based on the student's needs and abilities, with multiple levels of complexity. Facilitating unstructured play, the teacher should respond to the child's activities. The teacher should join in play, reinforce and extend emergent skills in child-initiated play, and the play should be inclusive. Facilitating structure play, the teacher should model or demonstrate specific actions in ways that present movement or challenges. And the teacher should reinforce, redirect, and refocus children's efforts towards the activity's purpose. The teacher should observe each child's ability and adjust tasks to an appropriate level of challenge. And finally, mastery in teachers' interaction. The teacher should physically scale down to the child's level, utilize eye contact, vocal inflection, facial expressions, follow the child's needs and interests, and communicate emotional support. Strategies and solutions for the schools and parents. Schools have to work together to make impossible challenges possible. Schools need to eliminate fast foods and sugars, added sugars and products. Foods can be replaced with healthy foods like fruits and vegetables. Students need to be informed on nutritional values and making good choices with food. And teachers need to be trained on age-appropriate physical activities to implement in the classroom. Administrators and lawmakers need to put guidelines in place that meet the standards for physical activity. In summary, everyone has to make a stand. To change the lifestyle of our generation of children, children today need the opportunity to explore life's challenges through the joy of movement. Teachers need to be excited to facilitate structure and unstructured play to meet the needs of all children. And finally, principals, administrators, and policymakers need to provide guidelines in physical education that meet the needs of 3 to 5 year old children, so this generation and generations to come can enjoy a healthy lifestyle. Thank you. The end.